This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigation measures in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and that the entire world is affected in some form. He emphasized that all efforts must be made to safeguard citizens from its impact. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of the government should work together to ensure minimal inconvenience to citizens. He also called for proper coordination with state governments to prevent black marketing and hoarding of essential commodities. He directed the creation of a group of ministers and secretaries to work in a dedicated whole-of-government approach. Additionally, he instructed sectoral groups to operate in consultation with all stakeholders. According to a statement from the Prime Minister's office, during the meeting, Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and the mitigation measures taken so far, as well as those being planned by various ministries and departments. The expected impact and measures to address it across sectors such as agriculture, fertilizers, food security, petroleum, power, MSMEs, exports, shipping, trade, finance and supply chains were discussed. Meanwhile, the government has reassured that there is no shortage of essential fuels across the country, with oil refineries operating at high capacity and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel available. No shortages have been reported at retail outlets. External Affairs Ministry Secretary West C.B. George has held meetings with the Foreign Minister of Iceland, Katrin Gunnarsdóttir. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said both sides discussed the implementation of India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. Air India and Air India Express will operate a total of 30 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today, even as services on several routes remained limited. Both carriers will continue their scheduled operations to Jeddah with a total of 10 flights between India and the Saudi Arabian city. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will run services from Bengaluru, Kozhikode and Mangaluru. Apart from Jeddah, Air India Express will operate four scheduled flights to and from Muscat, including services from Delhi and Mumbai. It will also operate four scheduled flights to and from Riyadh, from Bengaluru and Kozhikode. In addition to scheduled operations, the Air India Group will operate 12 non-scheduled flights to and from the United Arab Emirates, UAE and Saudi Arabia, subject to slot availability and operational conditions. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end this evening. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place tomorrow. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 26th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, voting will take place in a single phase on the 23rd of next month. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on the 23rd and 29th of the next month. In Jharkhand, Hazaribagh police have arrested 8 members of the banned Tritiya Prastuti Committee, TSPS extremist organization, in a major crackdown in the Urimari OP area, seizing weapons and other materials. Acting on a tip-off, police intercepted and suspects near Aswa and Gurkuva villages. The vehicle carrying them crashed while attempting to flee, leading to their arrest. Police recovered 2 rifles, a country-made pistol, numerous live cartridges of various calibers, mobile phones and the vehicle. The inaugural Sikkim International Film Festival concluded at Gangtok last evening. A total of 40 films and documentaries were showcased during the 4-day-long festival, which saw the presence of prominent personalities from Bollywood and regional film industries. In squash, top seed and defending champion Anaha Singh won the women's singles title, while Abhay Singh clinched the men's singles at the Indian Open in Mumbai last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.